episode 34. Please advise. I'm Malls. Thanks for listening, you guys. If you like what you're hearing, subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud. This is going to be a fun day today. We have two guests on that I didn't know they were friends. I just was like, I bet they'd be cute together. That'd be kind of fun, like a little like co-guest moment. I wonder if they know each other. And I wrote like an email to Jenny Johnson, our first guest. And I was like, hey, you don't by any chance like hate Leslie Bibb, do you? And she was like, no, actually, that's one of my best friends. And I was like, word, then we got to do this.
And it worked out.
I'm kind of psychic. Like, I feel like I kind of knew, even though I didn't know. Which I probably, you know, I could have probably scrolled through some Instagrams or something to find that out. I just am lazy.
But it's,
let's go with psychic.
I'm lazy.
I like psychic. I like that you assume.
I like it. It's magical.
Instead of looking through Instagram.
Which has become our world.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a 7-year-old with my phone. I was saying to my shrink, I was like, what have I become? This person, I'm like a 7-year-old in the back of a car with the television on. Like, the parents, like, I just go through my phone. Like, I'm self-soothing with my phone or playing a stupid game. Like, can I not be alone with my
thoughts? You can't be alone with your thoughts anymore. But do you ever, like, look now at Instagram and go, like, oh, you said you were busy tonight, but looks like you checked into wherever at this time, and you're like,
"Well, I have a strict like if I've told someone I'm gonna like if you tell a friend like no I'm not going out tonight, but I totally am going out, I'll just make sure that there's no Instagrams in the mix at all,
and that always happens when you get the best photo,
yeah,
and you can't do anything with it,
yeah.
No, but what I mean, how like literally everybody has to know our business. I long a little bit for like the 70s and like 80s when nobody knew shit. And people were doing crazy, crazy, crazy stuff and nobody knew.
But people will ask like a total stranger will ask a really personal question like on Instagram where everyone can read it. And you're like, do I know you? Like, that's a really strange thing. Do you think that I'm going to explain something to you, total stranger person, so that everyone on my Instagram can read? Like, it also just makes you realize like how many fucking weird people there are in the world.
Yeah. I mean, you have a huge following on Instagram, right? What's your, how many IG followers?
Come
you
on,
have?
Throw it out. She's got a lot of Twitter followers. Let's look it up on our phones.
Jenny Johnson, of course, I knew you, girl, probably when you had like 10, 15.
Well, you didn't want to, do you remember that you didn't want to follow me? Jordan Rubin told me this story that he goes, I have this really good friend who refuses to follow you on Twitter. And I was like, why?
I like this story.
And he said, well, because you're making fun of people with AIDS. I was like, what are you talking about? And you thought that high five was HIV.
No. Here's the thing.
And then I was like pro-AIDS. That's what he told me. And I
this
was like,
is what disturbs me about this story. And I tried to tell you this the night that we met. And
I was drunk.
I was doing
night.
A bit with Jordan where I was. I knew it wasn't Jenny Johnson AIDS. I knew that.
Are you sure?
But that's what I said.
I wanted it to be that. I was like, why didn't I think of that? I was like all about high five, but this is even funnier.
No, but he twisted the bit. I had absolutely nothing against you. I was so excited to meet you and follow you. It was a weird like night at the Brass Monkey where Jordan had assembled great Twitter.
Well, no, it was like all people. No, it was like all Family Guy people.
It was like the UN of Twitter.
It was Family Guy people that were there.
But no, some Twitter guy flew in from France.
Shut up.
What?
Yes, there was people from like
just go to the Brass Monkey.
It was kind of got a group of a bunch of people that he thought were really funny on Twitter together.
And see, I was actually there. I was in town for a news conference because I was a news producer. I was doing something at CNN and I had the night free and I was like, oh, cool. I'll show up.
From CNN to dick jokes.
You flew in to go to the party. So what he said, so what we can all say is fucking Jordan Rubin is a liar.
Jordan
this is why.
Made all of the shit up.
Yeah, but you should see his movie Zombievers. He just had the premiere the other night. It's actually really. I saw it's a really great like campy horror flick. I was very proud of him when I saw it. It looks really good.
Well, the name alone,
Zombievers.
Zombiever.
I think it's like the perfect perfect movie if you're like in
you
high
like
school,
zombies?
Get stoned with your friends and the
you love beavers.
I mean, put them together, guys.
Yeah,
the winning combo.
You guys, so before you came, the Please Advise team, Chrissy the Friend Turn, Christina, and I were having like a debate that was like, I was like, this is like the black and blue and white and gold dress. This is like, this is, it can, we were completely divided on it and not, none of us, like there was no.
You all have three different opinions
about it? Christy and I were on the white and gold team. And she was blue and black.
What was it?
Okay. When you like meet people or see people, like maybe you're standing in line at the bank or like at, you know, I don't know, our favorite store here on the show, Marshall's, and you see us and you see someone, do you ever think about how many people they've had sex with or if they're virgins?
I think about people. I will look at people and I'm like, I wonder what their kink is. Like, what's their kink? Okay. I do. I don't really think about whether how many people they've had sex with or whether they're virgins, but I definitely look at people and I'm like, what do you think they go for?
If I see couples, I'll, like, in my mind, imagine them fucking. Because especially when I see, like, a really odd, like, group, I'm like, that has got to be a goddamn disaster. Like, you know?
Or it's super hot. And that's why they're...
But in the same thing, I'll look at people and go, you know, like, Robert Durst. So I've been obsessed with the whole Jinx show. But I'd, like, just show me what he jerks off to. I want to see his porn. I want to see the Google search under you porn, because if he just had his 6 recent Playboys and that was it, I'd be like, that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
What if he's super, super like straight with his porn? Like he's like,
I don't know. Nothing. I think that
couples porn. Yeah. Like that romantic like porn.
Yeah, 3:42 a.m. Google search black midgets gangbang. I'd go, that seems normal. Like bang, that bang. Seems reasonable.
Fisting German aunts. Yeah.
But what about like, that woman?
Who hasn't typed that in?
But what about that woman he's married to? Is he still married to that woman?
My
I'm
favorite person
with?
Ever. Yes. So I've never
heard talking seen. About him. I haven't seen. We started it and I fell asleep by accident. I TV makes me fall asleep sometimes.
But by the way, you're sensitive. It's a lot to take in. I mean, it's dark.
I like that shit though. All I want to watch is shows where people got murdered. Like,
well, that's all I care about. Like, yeah. I'm like scrolling through documentaries, but I don't see the word murder, rape, blood, like next. You know, it's like this is an uplifting tale. Like, go to the next one.
Plus,
blood, guts. Oh, man, we're got a winner here. Yeah.
It's like,
I love it.
Always reminds me, I'm like, I have to respect police officers and firefighters, man. They put their life on the line for us.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think a lot too. And I think I don't think I would think about that much if it wasn't for that. I don't know. I could totally picture people, how many people they've had sex with, by the way.
The number, not what their kink is, but like how many.
Do you just think of the number or do you think of like...
How many do you think I've had sex with?
Like, I'll do a 1 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 15 range, like a plus. And I'll go, I do like a 5-person
range.
What
would you put my number at? Oh, God. This is I won't judge you. Go.
I'll give you a 5 to 10. Okay. I'm trying. I don't know what to say because I don't know what
but it's so interesting. I love that.
I'm giving you 5 to 10 only because I feel that you are probably very picky in some ways. Nice. And that you also, I know you mentioned you were in one very long-term relationship and
so now I'm becoming slowly just becoming a slut.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, no.
Yeah.
That's interesting. How about JJ?
But see, I had like, I've always been a relationship person.
Yeah, you are.
And I am picky. Like, there's no way that I could just meet somebody. I want to see where they live. I want to know if they're fucking gross.
Totally.
Like, you know.
Have you ever gone home with a guy and been like.
I've never had a one night stand. I've never done that.
Same.
I'm just like, that's too. I couldn't do it. I would feel gross.
I don't think I've had a one night stand either.
I don't think.
Well, no, I mean.
I think I saw him at Starbucks 2 days later.
No, but like having sex on their first date. Like,
the first date.
Yes.
Well, that's different.
Yes. So like.
Well, because you had a date. You ran into a guy at a bar and then said, hey, come home with me.
No,
go home with him.
I mean, can you imagine if you like. Now it feels really crazy. Like if you went home, like you don't. There's people are nuts. Like somebody could kidnap you. You can't like.
Well,
you need to scan somebody.
It'd make for a good episode of Dateline.
Yeah,
and
favorite. You love it. I don't know. I feel like being single right now would be so scary.
I'm so happy that I'm not. I don't know. I don't want to do that.
I get freaked out by the Tinder and the apps on phones. To go find. Like that's the creepiest shit that I've ever.
It's like my my sister Kim Bibb met her husband Kim Bibb. She just called. We were in the car. Kim Bibb met her husband on Match.com.
Okay.
So, and I was away doing
that. Doesn't seem as crazy as the Tinder thing. That's the freaking one.
Well, my girlfriend was like, on Tinder and she like just broke up with this guy. And then she was like, I'm on Tinder. I'm back in the game. I was like, all right. Okay. What? And she pulled out her phone and I'm like a grandma. I'm like, what is that?
Right.
And she's literally wiping. Like, it's so fast. I was like, you haven't read any fun facts about the guy. You're just she's just
she was just saying yes to all.
You swipe it. It's so. And then she swiped one guy, and I was like, but we just said he looks crazy. And she's like, I don't know. I'll investigate. And I was like, It's too willy-nilly.
I think it's also a boredom thing too. Like, I think that people are just like, I don't know.
Angry Birds at this
point. It's like going online and like, I used to go into chat rooms and message boards and I was the biggest
message board troll ever. What does that mean?
Okay, so basically what I would do is I would like catfish a little bit. I'd make up a persona and then I would join a message board and then I would insert myself slowly and then rise to the ranks to become one of the most popular. And then I would go nuts on everybody and I could create a whole drama on – I would build and destroy message board communities.
Oh my God.
This was when I was impressed. Like maybe
Molly,
like maybe
you're like Hitler.
Maybe like 14, 15. This was my idea. I think that, you know, that was
I think it was 14 or 15. I was like,
this was last year. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't put it past me to have a side hustle like that right now. Like I'm more of a reader now than I am a contributor.
I've never been in a chat room. So
I've never been in a chat room either.
Yeah. So what?
Oh my God! I've spent so much time in chat rooms.
So what is? Why would one go to a chat room?
Well, for me, I was like a bored teenager, and it would either be I would go in with like sincerely wanting to talk about like Blink 182 or whatever chat room I was in, and or like I would go to like the adult chat rooms, or it was people like cybering and it was uncensored. You had to be like, I didn't have an age setting or something, so I could go in and just be people talking about like whatever. And I was, you know, 13, 14, 15, so like I thought that this, I mean, where else was I getting that shit? My friends weren't talking about stuff like that, and I mean, I don't even know if we had cable yet, so like, that's what.
And what would make you turn, like, it's build up to the most popular, and then you, what, was there something you're like, today's the day?
Well, you start a rivalry with another popular person. Like, there was this one girl, I used to call her Twinkie Fingers, and I had a whole narrative going about how she was morbidly obese and had Twinkie Fingers, and it went... Like, it completely divided the message board. Then I, like, disappeared for 2 weeks because I started over on the 17 magazine sex and body message boards. I picked up a new side hustle. So, yeah, then I came back and, like, you know, pinned some more people against each other. And then I think, like, everyone just, like, stopped having fun there. So they left.
You know that now that I'm thinking about this, you're my favorite person right now. I never did a chat room, but I remember when I was living in Austin with my friend Jared, who you met.
Rad dude.
When we would get on Napster and steal music, you know, like normal people do. But there was also a thing where people would try to chat with you.
Yeah.
And I remember like it would be, are you a guy or a girl? And so of course I was always I'm a dude. I'm fucking 40. I've got a huge cock. Like, I would always write back that, like, just filthy shit. And sometimes like, people would go for it. Like, they kept coming back, and I'm like, ignore, delete. But the fact that people were, like, trolling
so creepy,
Napster for
right?
dick. Oh, my God. I'm trying to download George Michael's Careless Whisper. Everyone shut the fuck up. That would be my favorite thing in the morning. Jared would come in and go, really? George Michael, huh? Careless Whisper. That's what you just said on the computer. I'm like, look, it's a beautiful song. It was 3 a.m. I was wasted. Leave me alone.
How did we not know George Michael was gay? Or for me, like, how did I not know that Boy George was gay? Like, I...
But that was a different time. They were all...
I just felt confused.
I was like, I loved him. I was like,
There's no way he's gay.
No, I didn't even think. It didn't even occur to me.
No one can apply. It was so strange. No gay man can apply makeup like that. Only a straight man.
I dressed up like George Michael at, I'm not George Michael.
Boy George
at 4-H camp. And I lip synced, I tumble for you. And at 4-H camp where I had my first. And
with a 4-H'er
From Rustburg, Virginia. And never. And I'm now, I don't know why I was thinking about it. I was like, you could have been him. Like I looked like Boy George. And I was like, hey, how did I think he even batted for my team? Like it never, like it was such a different time. Like nobody thought about.
Well, like Prince, he still looks that way, but Prince is a total pussy hound.
No, he is, right? What do you think his kink is?
Oh God, I can't even imagine.
Everything.
But I feel like your body is a wonderland. Generous lover.
Yes, I do too. Like your body is a wonderland.
He's
a gentle, with
yeah. But he's so tiny, I don't think he can do much damage.
He's a tiny dancer, but I feel like he's gonna fucking spin you around and flip you upside down, and you're gonna come out and be like, I went in Monday and it's fucking Friday.
And he'll just be like, dearly beloved.
And you're like, what am I doing? I'm game. At Camp Winnetonka or wherever he is in Michigan.
Yeah, oh, Minnetonka on his big giant motorcycle.
I wanna go there so bad. It's like a dream of mine. But I also never want to meet Prince because I never wanna know whether or not I would be attracted to him in person. Like, I don't want to know that about myself. I hope I never meet him.
Because I feel like everyone would be. And you would go like, why? What happened? What just like, happened here? Yeah. You know?
Have you ever met those guys where it's just like they emit, and I'm sure women do, like they emit a pheromone that the whole vibration.
Totally.
Of the room. Like, I was on the Warner Brothers lot and I was in at work one day and I like the whole sound outside the hair and makeup trailer literally changed. Like women's voices started to go higher. I was like, are we having an earthquake? Everything changed. And I opened the door and there's George fucking Clooney out there. And you could just tell all the girls were like this. Colin Farrell, another one. Another one.
I found the person who changed the temp in the room most for me, Jen Aniston. The entire party like lit up. Everyone got like, oh my God, she is okay. She rubbed me on the back for 3 minutes while my friend was nervously telling her an anecdote. She's just a war. And I was like, okay, like be chill. Jennifer Aniston's totally rubbing your back right now. I was 20, nothing like that had ever happened to me in my life.
That's a big
And it was one of the first like celebrities I ever met. And I was the first one I ever saw in LA was Dustin Hoffman though. And he winked at me.
Oh, that's a good one.
But I like barely knew who he was. I was like retarded.
But so, like I never thought that Ben Affleck, he never did it for me. And I saw him in person. I was like, I get it.
Yeah, right?
Oh, now I get it. Okay. Like I have never found him attractive. I saw him once breeze past me, and I was like, I get it. Okay.
I feel like Angelina Jolie would do that, and like Brad Pitt, both of them, like sort of.
Yeah. Brad Pitt, to me, it seems like he has like a high energy. Like he comes in the room, and it's a positive thing. I feel like the room probably goes down a level when Angelina comes in.
You know.
Like everyone's like, uh-oh.
No, my boyfriend, you know,
yeah,
Sam.
Yeah, you know, sometimes someone walks in and the room just changes a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Sam said my boyfriend met her and on this movie set that he worked with Brad Pitt and said she was so lovely. Like he said. And he said, like, you're like, that's a fucking movie star. Like, there's like a vibration.
Yeah, for sure.
But also, but like, super, he said, like, you just get sucked. Like, she makes you feel like when she's talking to you, she makes eye contact. She's talking to you. And like,
he said, you're the only person. Yes. Very pleasant.
Yeah.
Like, I think
I can see that.
It's like rubbing your back for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You felt special.
Yeah, loved it.
I'm going to rub your back so hard in about 2 minutes.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
I'm just going to look at you and rub your
back. All right. Oh, wait. So one more thing I wanted to ask you I have a secret power.
What is it?
It's
you can't tell us. It's secret.
Well, no, it's not really a secret. It's secret in the way that, you know, everyone calls each other like, friends when no one, you know,
No one's friends.
No one's friends.
By the way, we're
because
not really
because acquaintance sounds too formal.
Right. Everyone's best friends now. It's crazy. It drives me nuts. Because, like, you know, I've had the same best friend forever, Ed.
Yeah.
And Christina, actually. You're my BFF as well. Yeah.
But Ed's your ride or die.
Yeah. Ed's I mean, that's like my husband. We call him my husband.
So what's your secret power?
Okay. So I can always tell when someone has just been masturbating. Like if someone answers the phone and I know the tone of voice that someone has when they're masturbating. Speaking of Ed, I've been busting him on this for fucking years. So I'm like, for a solid, maybe in our early 20s, for a solid like 2 years, whenever I called him, I'm like, you were completely just jerking off.
See, what did he say? Does he cop to it?
I was always right.
Does he cop to it?
Oh, yeah. He'll be like, so what, bitch? Like, Anna, but...
guess what I was jerking off to? Your mom.
Can you guys do that?
When? No. But when did this become apparent to you that you had this skill?
I would say, like, probably, like, late college, like, having been around, like, I'd had a boyfriend for, like, 2 years, and it was I could hear the change in his voice, and so then I realized, oh, no, that's just the voice that people make when they've just been masturbating.
But no one ever calls anymore, so that would be hard. Like, everyone texts now, so, like, if my phone doesn't ring, thank you, enough. That I would, you know, like that I would pick it up. It would be like a 1-800 number or something.
Time Warner Cable. You called me today, and I was like, "Oh God."
Well, you called me first.
I know, but I knew you weren't gonna fucking answer.
She calls. I was blow drying my hair. She calls. I don't see that she calls, and then I have 4 texts. It's like, "Bitch, answer!" And then there's an email. Would you fucking answer this?
And then I called.
So yes, I called you back.
And you have to call you like two. We have to call the cell phone and the home phone and the thing.
But now if my phone rings, I'm like, "What the fuck? Like, why don't you just text me? Why are you?" But no, I do this with other people, though.
Can you tell that Jenny just masturbated?
I totally just masturbated before I got here. I'm sorry. That's why I did it in the bathroom. I get nervous.
I think that's good.
What if you were – that was your soothing thing? I mean, of course there's people
it is soothing. Yeah.
But mean, like if you literally rubbed one out in the bathroom before you came out.
That would be really funny. I wish that I could say that I did.
But that's totally why like they always catch kids masturbating in elementary school. Not to like talk about children masturbating cuz they just but I
Wait
but,
a minute.
But
go on.
But like I have a lot of friends who are teachers and they tell me it's like just incredibly common for kids to start touching themselves in class, and I think that for some people that is their soothing thing and kids just don't have that filter.
Well, they don't know to be embarrassed. It's like, you know, with shitting or something, like they don't know to be embarrassed yet. Right. You know, and then all of a sudden your
parents are like, don't do that,
you're disgusting if you do that.
Really, they shouldn't do that. It's common. It's normal. This is why I don't want to have a child, because I don't want to have to like guide them into all
like,
of those.
Don't do what I do.
Yeah. But like all of those situations, like you catch your child masturbating. Right. How do you deal with that? You catch your child doing what X, Y, and Z. Like how?
Well, if it was my mom, she would just be like, "You're wrong. You're a disgusting person. You're a horrible, horrible individual. Nobody does that but you. You're the weird one."
But
okay.
But like how? Like do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying?
No,
like
completely.
It's the thing. Every time I look at parents, I'm like, "Are you frightened of screwing it all up?" And they're like, and one of my friends said, I thought it was really smart. She said, "I just want to do it a little bit better than my mom did it. Like, I know she's going to go to therapy, but maybe she just won't. It won't be for the exact issues I had, and maybe it won't be as deep, the issues."
Totally.
And I was like, that's kind of great. It kind of lifted. I find it a very paralyzing fear raising kids.
Yeah, because then I think people forget that kids are people. And that they're eventually going to go out into the 100%. World, and it's like, oh, he's gifted and talented. No, he's just in the world. He's not gifted and talented. You need to teach him to strive for more.
Yeah,
to be better.
Go rake some leaves.
Go rake some leaves. Make some money.
Yeah,
make some
enterprise.
I saw a kid have a lemonade with a lemonade stand the other day. I didn't stop, but I looked.
What neighborhood?
The day and age that we live in now, I'd be like, oh, that shit's fucking laced with something. Like I know what's happening here.
You don't trust that one.
But I like the kid in like a neighborhood in the valley, and I was
the valley's good.
And I was like, that's cool. Like, kids who roll up to sell, like, cookies at Trader Joe's, I think you're fishing. How about, I used to go, hi, would you like to, but now I guess you'd be scared that your kid would be kidnapped.
I had a, right? I had a thriving dog washing business. I would knock on, and I'd say, $10, I'll wash your dog. If somebody knocked on my door today and said, I'll wash your dog for fucking $10, I have the mobile grooming Hollywood. It's $100 and we'll give them a scarf and a kerchief and whatever. I'm like, no, I don't need that. I just want the dog. And I would do this and...
Would you squeeze their anal glands when you were doing your $10 dog wash?
I did that for free. You do that because you want to. Yeah. But I always had money for that reason. But the funny thing I was thinking the other day, I was like, my sister would babysit. And she was like 9. Like, people would call, adult human beings would call and say, is Amy available to babysit my 3-year-old? And you're like, who?
She was not 9. That's
I'm not shitting you. I'm not kidding. Like, my sister was born like a 40-year-old. She was always really mature, but she's still 9. I mean, who would do that?
Crazy. I would get like mother's helper jobs when I was like 9. When basically just like the mom would be off in the house like doing her. And like just like having
she would be masturbating.
She'd
watch my baby while I'm masturbating.
Soothing, yeah,
self-soothing.
Well, that's different. Like I actually get that.
Yeah, like, and just so wait, like you play puzzles and shit with the kid while they in their bedroom, like keep them occupied so that the mom can move about the house.
I thought you were saying like, you were like her assistant. I was like, what did she make you do in the house?
You're like a rodeo clown. Like, you do this and distract the kid while the mom goes and does.
I graduated to babysitting at like 12, but I had an illustrious career. And
but it's like, how much pay a lot of money for fucking babysitters now?
I was making bank.
One of my friends told me that she's like, oh my god, I moved out here and I'm getting headshots, like resumes, like for it's not a babysitter, it's a fucking nanny. I mean, it's a job. Like, it's no longer just, hey, call little Susie down the street and see if she can come leave pizza money on the counter, you know? Totally. Like,
Jenny, we should do a thing where you and I babysit people's kids.
Well, so why don't we do a thing where, like...
That would be, like, the worst.
And they videotape us with somebody. Because Jenny and I are equally kind of, like...
The nanny cam. Like just, not, just don't touch me. Just.
Can we move it along? Move it along, kid.
Okay, so since you guys are good, you guys seem like very practical, smart women.
Yeah.
Kid thing freaks you out. Got it. We're going to answer some questions.
Does it not freak you out, kids?
Not at all. No, I love kids.
I like them. I like a 5-year-old.
I like one that's plug and play. Like, you don't have to like change a diaper or something. You know what I mean?
I'm not into like...
I'm scared of teenagers, but...
Yeah, teenagers. They're like the worst people ever.
Yeah.
Like, they really are like horrible people because they don't know that they haven't accomplished anything yet. They've been raised to believe that they're special and then... They haven't gone out into the world, and so they just entitlement.
It's hard to be a teenager though right now. I don't envy, like, it was hard enough when I was in school, but like now it's chat rooms and
but you know what, their bodies look great now. But you know, life hasn't settled in yet.
Sexy children.
Self-soothing.
Well, I was watching something where they're talking about kids like Snapchat or whatever, and they're like taking nude selfies. I'm like, do it. Your body's gonna go to shit in like 3 years. Fucking take as many as you want to take. You're gonna want to save those on your phone.
You guys are so funny. I want to start taking some calls. Is this good? Are you guys ready?
Oh god,
you got a lot of judgments get to get made. It's gonna be fun. Let's do this.
My question's for Jenny Johnson, and I want to know, what is her favorite place to double puddle at?
Jenny, what is a double puddle?
Well, first off, I like that she laughed after she said it because it's obviously a joke. But a friend of mine, Josh Wolf, and Sarah Colonna have a podcast, and they decided to play this game. And Josh would read something from Urban Dictionary and say, like, you know, like the Cleveland Steamer, all of these little weird sex things. And but some of it's not. So, you know, for example, Asian cartwheel. Does that sound dirty or not dirty? Well, I hear Asian, I immediately assume dirty.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's usually true. But it was just doing cartwheels in a rice field. An Asian cartwheel.
So like, that's why? Somehow more racist.
I
don't
like it's super racist. Actually, I feel like
no, all of it's. It's not called racist or not racist. It's dirty or not dirty. Okay, it's so everything's racist on here. It's horrible. But so we're. Oh so one God. Of these, he says.
Who
he says.
Starts? say an Asian car.
Like, well, well, so the double puddle thing, it was like double puddle. Is double puddle dirty or not dirty? And double puddle is when you cry and masturbate at the same time.
Cry masturbating.
But double puddle, I love that. We were laughing so hard about it. And even Josh said, he goes, I mentioned that once on that one podcast. He said, I'll go do stand-up and somebody will shout out in the crowd, double puddle. And I was like, I don't know if it's even dirty. It's just some, it's sad. But
it's also like really poetic in
but
a way.
But imagine like really get like the mental Christ image of someone doing this, or a woman especially. I think it's even funnier. Like, it's truly
squirting in the mix.
Just
double squirt.
So double puddle, that's what it is. But no, I don't double puddle.
You don't have a favorite place to double puddle?
I don't, you know, I don't get
she
down
just did
with
it
the
in
DP.
Your bathroom.
In the DP. Yeah.
Yeah, Christina Lopez's bathroom.
I smooth double puddled in your bathroom.
Loving it.
Wipe the tears out of my eyes.
I feel like we've given double puddle enough love for today. Yes. Do you want to take our next call?
All right, let's take our next caller. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Malls, this is Arielle. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York, and I just left you a way too long message, so I'm just going to try and sum it up. I have the cutest little dog, and my husband and I work, and I just got a new dog walker. I used to work from home, so I didn't need one. And anyway, so I hired this woman who lives two doors down from me in Brooklyn, and she had like gave me her card saying she, when I saw her on the street once, saying she has a pet sitting service and she has good references and she feeds all the cats in our neighborhood and blah, blah, blah. So I thought, oh, this is perfect. You know, she's so close and she's not as expensive as some big services, and I can like text her when I don't need her and whatever. So anyway, today was her first time coming in, and I set up a security camera using an app on my phone called Anything, which you should check out. It basically turns any old iPhones or iPads you have into security cameras, and then you can watch it from your phone or your computer, you know, anywhere else. So it's an awesome app. But anyway, so I see her come in, and she does not walk my dog. But what she does do is take a spoon through all of our jars of peanut butter. She eats my leftover, like a turkey dinner, with her bare fingers, and literally licks her fingers in the camera. No idea that the security camera's there. She eats my husband's like very coveted gluten-free snickerdoodles. She, like, I don't even know, like, some of it's off-frame, but she doesn't even, like, give my dog, like, she doesn't even look at my dog. And she moves, like, his leash and his coat and stuff into like, the entryway, so it looked like she took him out on a walk. And meanwhile, she's texting me, not knowing I'm watching what she's doing, and being like, you know, Charlie, my dog, was a great walker, and she, like, sent me a picture of him and stuff, like, oh, she's sitting there watching TV. Like, it's absurd. So my question to you is, do I confront her about this and say, like, what the hell? I mean, I had her give me the keys back. I had her put them in my mailbox because I told her I might not need her anymore, but I didn't say why. Some people are telling me, like, don't say anything to her because what if she's obviously unstable. Like, nobody does that. And, don't say anything to her because she could, like, you know, think you're trying to ruin her business and, you know, stick a knife in you next time she sees you. I don't know. It's crazy. I know. But, like, I'm very riled up and I'm very creeped out by this. I know, like, I used to babysit and eat snacks all the time, but this is just different, you know. So anyway, Malls, help me as a fellow dog owner. I know you have wags and stuff. Help me, help me, help me. And I love you. I love your pod and everything about you. So keep doing you and... All right, bye. Thanks.
Okay, I'm just going to say, I think that's my favorite call that has ever come into the podcast.
That's
so
amazing.
You guys,
I love this
start
woman
hitting that type of drama.
I love
me.
Her going, I'm all riled up. You should be. Okay, here's a story about old Leslie Bibb. I had my tonsils taken out in my 30s, and I got super sick, and I had to have them lanced before. It was like a whole thing. So I had literally had bottles of liquid Vicodin that when you're sick and you've taken so much, like, because you're sick, you don't really give a shit about Vicodin. It
right.
doesn't. And I had so much, like, I had it, like, in my cupboard, and I think I had some in my fridge. And cut to, I had a dog walker. I had, at the time, two dogs. And I met this woman. She seemed really great. She was at the dog park. She had a cohort with her who were like, we do this. And they had the dogs at the dog park, so they weren't crazy snakes, not walking dogs. And it seemed great. I would see them come to the house sometimes and had keys to your house. It's very, I mean, they're in your home when you're not there, some, you know. So out of nowhere, I was like, where's that liquid Vicodin? I don't know why. I hadn't even like looked at it or thought about it. And I went in because I'm pretty, I know where shit is in my house. And I was like, not in my kit. It's not in my cupboard. It's not in my fridge. And then I was like, oh, okay. Well, I know in the back of my sink underneath behind the thing, there's the other bottle. That motherfucking thing was gone.
No.
And I was like, and I said to my boyfriend, I was like, fucking Vicodin, the liquid Vicodin's gone. And he's like, no. And two people have keys to my house. My housekeeper, Blanca, who's been my housekeeper for like 15 years.
Yeah.
Who is a saint.
Yeah.
And loves my dog and loves dog. She's an angel. And these girls. So I pick up the phone because I'm like, those motherfucking girls took that Vicodin. I call the girl and I was like, hey, I had two bottles of Vicodin in my house. Both are missing. Two people have keys, you and Blanca. And I know it's not Blanca. And she's like, oh, well, I didn't walk the dog. My other person walked the dog. And I was like, I think you need to call her and figure this out. She calls me back and she's like, oh, Karen wanted me to tell you that maybe she thought she saw a bottle in your fridge when she went to go get a Sprite in your fridge. And I was like, why the fuck was she in my fridge? You're there to walk my dog and get the fuck out of my – like, you're not there to have a snack and do a thing. And I was like, I just want you to know that your lady stole my Vicodin, and she also went through my cupboards looking, and you have somebody who has a drug problem. She – later, I was like, I'm not fucking using you again. I stopped going to that dog park. I was like – because I was so incensed by these people.
I do like the tone in your voice versus that girl that was so like, I'm riled up. But you're like,
and
you're not going
to – you have to change – you don't get your key back, honey. You have to change your lock.
Right.
Which is what I did. I changed – because they're in your house. But they – and you know they've made keys already. So you got to change your lock. And if it makes you feel better, I would say to her, like, dude, I saw you. And I saw that you didn't walk my dog. And I think that's really shifty. And my thing was like
– I'd post that shit on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I'd put her on blast, like, yeah, all over the place.
And it's also because she's going to other people's houses. And I love my dog. So if somebody – in your case, at least my girls, even though they stole the Vicodin, at least I know they always walk the dog.
Right.
Like, they did do – I didn't question that they did that. But –
high as a kite, but they're
loaded or selling it on like the black market or whatever. But like, there's something that makes me so enrages me that someone can walk into your house. And the fact that this woman didn't walk your dog is what really pisses me off.
Yeah.
Not the turkey sandwich, not the fucking peanut butter. The fact that she moved it and was so sneaky
to make
that
it seem like
you
did.
Right.
I would put her on blast. I would change, but first change the locks. Before you do that, change the locks. I don't think she's gonna knife pick you.
No.
Or ice pick you. And I would put up a sign and say, because you have the footage.
Yes.
Yeah, you could get a still shot of it.
First of all, that's genius. That app is the everyone should get that, I think. But yeah, I would have no problem trashing this woman.
No.
And no, just because it's like, it's literally a safety issue. And if this is her first day in your house and this is how she's behaving,
what is she going to do by day 10?
Yeah, exactly.
She's going to be like double puddling in your bed.
Double puddle all over your
She's
place.
Going to do
Did either
kitchen.
Of you babysit when you were kids?
Yeah.
Did you ever snoop?
Yeah.
I
snoop. I mean, you're lucky I didn't snoop in your bathroom right now.
She totally
but I
did,
always like, I am always looking at everything. When I'm at a party, I snoop. Sorry, people. I'm probably never going to get invited to a party. She was just sort of, you look around at stuff. Everybody snoops.
Everyone does.
Do you snoop?
I did when I was a babysitter. I don't snoop now just because I know, like, usually no good comes from it. I don't have anyone to snoop on. I used to snoop a lot as a babysitter, but one time I got accused of something that I did not do. And this woman I was babysitting for, she and her husband were really weird. They were, like, in a culty section of Christianity of sorts. I'm not really sure what it was, but they often had to leave to go to church events and stuff. And my mom got a call like 2 weeks later saying that they weren't sure how to tell her this, but like it had become apparent to them that I dug out one of their personal journals and read it. And she was so like offended by this, and like it felt like such a violation. The things that I read were so personal to them that they've just never felt a violation like that. And I did not read, never saw the journal. Are you kidding me? I would have fucking loved to have read that journal.
Yeah.
I would have loved to, but
adult diary?
Duh. Yes. Fuck yes, especially them. I'm like, what kind of weird, kinky ass shit are they into? Like, that's for sure you knew something was going on there. And also, their kids called boobs nursers. I just want to throw that out there.
Well, they should be in prison then, if that's what they're nursers. Lock them up.
We were putting a t-shirt on a Barbie or something, and the little girl said, "You got to cover her nursers." And I was like,
"They seem like those kids that just walk at 13. They walk up and still breastfeed."
Please read my diary. Never say nursers to me in my life, please. Thanks.
I don't like nursers.
Nope. I didn't do it. I didn't read the diary. My mom believed me too, which was good. Because she's like, the look on your face, she's like, was when you heard that, was there was no way you lied.
My mom was like, "You did it, didn't you?" I know it. I did. Yep, she did it. Locker. Like, my mom was always guilty. Yeah. Even when I didn't do anything wrong, I'm like, I wasn't even there. You saw. I was home with you. You're my alibi, and you're still not believing.
Right.
I can't believe that woman walked into that house.
There's no shame, man.
Ate the turkey sandwich.
Picked at a turkey dinner with her fingers.
And licked her fingers.
Yeah.
It's so.
You know, I. Like, recently I've been looking at to get another dog, and I was looking on like Pet Finder. I'm looking just online, but I'm very sketched. It's like you're buying a dog online. And so, you know, I want to know that if it's a group, like I found this one dog that's in Houston, but the thing is, I know that rescue group. When I lived in Houston, we worked with them.
Right.
So like, I feel very like comfortable with that one. But I saw this one dog, and really it was like everything about the description seemed total bogus, but I couldn't help. Because the picture was really fuzzy of the dog. You just didn't get a legit, like, okay, this dog's 7 months old. It's a purebred, you know, something. Right. And you're going, this doesn't feel right. So I email her about it because I really just wanted to bust her. I just wanted to see, like, what she would
like,
send me.
Fishing.
I totally did, though. I was like, well, I'm really interested. You know, tell me about the dog. Could you send me a better picture? I really can't get one. And all she did was take the bullshitty picture, blow it up bigger, and make it, like, more. And she goes, well, if you just want to give me the, you know, your information. Like, she was really going to just.
Oh, take your crap. I'll
ship the dog right to you. And I was like. Wow, how do you sleep at night?
Oh my God, that is such that's a scam that just hits you in the heart, man.
Because I'm going, I'd lost my dog, you know, and I was like, I want to get another one, and to think that, I mean, because I'm just like demented where I'm going. I know this is full of shit, so I'm just gonna fuck with this lady,
right?
But my feeling was totally, you know, warranted. And I think about, like, how many people this has happened to, that they thought they were going to get a dog, or they thought that, you know, they had good intentions, and then somebody just rips you off.
Oh, my God. That makes me – that
yeah.
makes me crazy.
Crazy.
Yes.
That makes me nuts. I love that girl, though, who called.
I
do. Like the girl,
Ariel's too. The bomb. Wait, Jenny, I do want to ask. I know you recently lost your dog, Hank, who is so cute. How are you doing with that? And I'm – whole thing, because that's a very big loss.
Yeah, it's you know, more than anything, it's weird, like, him not being there. Like, I can accept, I accept the he's gone, because to be perfectly honest, like, nothing was wrong with him. He had a massive stroke and died. And like, even though that was traumatic,
so
I'm
sorry.
Like, I was home, you know, he was home, you know, like, I didn't have to watch him go, oh, let me help him up and get to the, you know, like, I didn't have to do any of that. So it's like, thank you, Hank, for not putting me through that. But yeah, it was, you know, it's part of life. We know when we get our dogs that we're supposed to outlive them, you know, you're like, oh, it fucking blows.
But I think you're doing the best thing that you can do in a situation like that, which is looking for a new dog. I always say that, like, you have to keep that love going in your home. I know you still have Birdie.
I still have Birdie, but she's, you know, she's 11, and I'm like, you know, I want to get another dog.
Yeah.
You see her, she's such a loud barker. I love Ron. You can rile her up really easy.
And then she's, like, so exhausted. She's a basset hound, so there's, like, not a whole lot of, like, ugh. Like, she's like, I have a, oh,
I can't wait for you to get a new dog and just.
I hate the shit. Like, I know she's going to like Hank, but she just tolerated him. Like, he would just bounce all over her and she would just go, you know, just walk in the other room.
She kind of sounds like my kind of girl.
Oh, yeah. She's Beyonce. She's an independent woman. Like, I was trying to, this was actually funny. Like, so I'm all sad and Hank's a Labrador. So I'm peeing and we're eye to eye. Like, I'm going to follow
he's
you everywhere.
He's huge.
Yeah, yeah.
It's ginormous.
So I try to put her in the bed with me because I'm sad and I'm like, I need, and she's like, I sleep in the other room on a dog, but like, stop doing, like, just wipe your face. Like, put me down. Let me down. Let me off the bed because she couldn't jump. And she was just standing on the corner of my bed, like, and just making all this noise until I put her down, and then she goes in the other room and goes to sleep.
Jenny and I were hanging out. I was like, let's make her hang out with us.
No,
and
I'm sorry, Bib said, make Birdie in the bed, make her do this. I said, I can't make her do shit. She's a 50-pound stubborn asshole. Like,
she
no
was
way.
Just like, lady.
She'll just stand there and not look at you.
She
like,
is not having
shoulder.
It.
No.
P.S. But Hank was like,
Do you want me?
Do you want me to sleep on your side of the bed? Do you want me to be? What do you want? Do you need cover? Go to the bathroom. I got your six.
I mean, he would be right and breathe like a dragon in your face.
Well, he's so cute.
But that's with him. Like, I almost think that, because of course I'm processing this a million different ways.
And right.
I just assumed, like, the fact that Birdie was the healthy one really kind of like threw me off. But if I had lost her first. I think it was better to lose him first because she's so like her own, like he's such a big presence. He's 90 right. pounds of just breathing and falling, like flat tiring my shoe everywhere I went because he would just be hot on my heels. And I'm like, it eased the transition to go instead of just going from like just a blow of just having him. I like having two dogs for that reason too. Yeah. It's like keep the cycle going.
Exactly.
Of, you know,
exactly.
Softens the blow.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And thank you for sharing that with us because a lot of people call us about their pets. And,
and we're all dog people, too. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
We're all dog people.
100%. Ariel, yeah, I think you should just end this lady's career, end
yeah,
her life.
She
Why are
should
you
not
hesitating?
Be
put up flyers. I would put up flyers
and
everywhere.
And by the way,
Don't.
She'll probably be like, I'm also a nanny. And you could, you know, who knows what that
woman's
going to say she's going to do.
Get a real job, bitch.
Yeah, grow up.
Hi, Malls. I'm just calling with a kind of a brand new problem. So I've been seeing this guy for the last 3 months, and he's like 10 years older than me. I'm 23, and he's like 34, so he's 11 years older than me. And since the day I met him, he's like travels a lot, and so I'm in Madison, Wisconsin, and he was here, and that's how I met him. And then he like flew back for business a couple weeks later. We got together. One thing led to another. We started sleeping together. And then he, like, started flying in each week just to see me. Well, I knew he had kids, and he, like, never wore a wedding ring, so I assumed he was divorced. Well, come to find out last night after, like, the biggest, deepest Facebook search my friend and I have ever done, he's actually married. And I am mortified. I mean, that's really the only word I can use to describe it. And so I texted him and I said, did you forget to tell me you were married? And he said, I thought you knew since I have kids. First of all, I'm a product of divorce, like most people are these days. So naturally, if you're not wearing a wedding ring around me and you don't mention your wife when you tell me you have kids, I probably assume that she's either dead or you're divorced, and I assumed you were divorced. So now he keeps calling me all day, and he is, like, trying to defend himself. But honestly, I'm not in a mood to be a homewrecker. I mean, you know, I guess what I'm asking is, A, do I tell his wife and, like, let her know that her husband's a piece of shit? Or do I just let it happen? I mean, I would love some advice on what to do because I have no idea. I've never been a homewrecker before. And I don't really
want to
get started now.
Girl, I just said to Jenny, I was like, you're like the chick that was dating Scott Peterson.
Yeah, remember that shit.
So if his wife gets murdered, you for sure have to go to the cops, just like she did. Because I rewatched that Lifetime movie recently, and I was like, that's noble as fuck that she
like said
step forward and did whatever she could to help Lacey.
And by the way, you're also not a homewrecker. A homewrecker is somebody who
he is knowing, the homewrecker. Yeah, yeah,
knowingly he goes after married men. You were a lady who got lied to by a shit pig.
I mean, I would have asked, like, not to say that, like, she's in the wrong here, but, like, if he says he has kids, right, I would say, do you have a relationship with the mom? Like, that would always be my follow-up question, because he didn't give birth out of his dick hole, you know what I'm saying? Like, the kids have a
but
mom.
But she's 23.
But he's also so cuckoo that I thought you knew because I had kids. No, dude, people divorce. People can be separate. Like,
yeah, but he also sounds like one of those guys that because she is 23.
Yeah.
He's probably going, she's, you know, what he thinks of her is not.
He's not hooking up with her because he thinks she's smart.
Yeah, he does not have her on a pedestal. Let's put it that way.
Like, it's not for the conversation.
But do you, here's what I think, guys. I think that you don't tell the wife. I think you change your number. You, like, do not engage with this guy. That would be my opinion. Like, because, like, that's, I don't know. Do you call the wife? I don't know if you call the wife unless you find out it's Scott Peterson and then you go to the
house. Well, in the movie The Other Woman, Cameron Diaz alerted the other one, what's her face, Leslie Mann, is that her name? Yeah. Alerted her to the fact that there was cheating, and then they found Kate Upton. So I think that what they should do is like
see the trail of ladies.
John Tucker Must Die situation meets The Other Woman. That's what I don't know. To be honest, I don't know.
It's
big on
a lot of energy to like pull. Like to me, it's a lot of drama.
What was that
like,
lady's name?
Do you know what I mean?
The one that ran her husband over and then like
Lorena Bobbitt.
No, she cut his dick off.
Well,
the woman. That's not a. That's an always that you keep that in your back pocket.
That's your good. Right. That's your plan B. That's your plan B.
But the one lady that she caught her husband cheating, and so she drove around, ran him over as he was coming out of a hotel, which she could get insanity, but she did the victory lap again. Well, and caught him again. And it's like, you celebrated. You could just do it once. You didn't have to do it twice.
It's interesting, though. I can sort of see, like, I understand, like, why you would call. I would hate to make that phone call to some woman. Because then what if – this is the thing I hate when girls – turn on other girls.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, well, you were doing this. And it's like, why? Somehow when girls turn on each other, when the dude is the one who's the shitster, I'm like, whoa.
No, that drives me nuts.
So that's
it is infuriating.
It makes
me infuriated.
It's so infuriating. So
like, you two don't even know each other. He's lying to both of you.
Absolutely.
You have no reason to dislike each other.
And he's going to spin it, and he's going to make you sound crazy because he's going to clamor to keep his wife, and then you're just going to get even more mad, and then you're going to be in this midst of all of this bullshit because this guy is gross.
And when you think about the kids, it's hard to know if it's like, if it's worth it not to say anything because then it'll keep the family intact, or is it better for the kids if their cheating loser father leaves the picture and the mom meets someone that treats her right? And is, you know, it's like, I don't know. Either it's a lose-lose situation, girl. I really feel for you because I would just do ultimately what your heart is telling you is the right thing to do, whatever that is to you. Because I see both sides to
everything. Yeah, I can see both sides too. Because, you know, like sometimes you go, like, I'm already fucked over here. I don't want, please don't make, now I'm going to, you may end up feeling guilty if you tell them all, you know, and then the kids are in therapy and shit. And you're like, they would have never known. Maybe it's best that I just, maybe they have an arrangement or maybe she's cheating. I mean, you don't actually know what's going on the other side.
I know, but that guy's response of like, I thought you knew I had kids is like,
I don't believe. Yeah, I am guessing that this would take the wife for total surprise. He probably is like has a business trip, quote unquote, every three weeks, and that's why. I mean, it's just like this guy's such a fucking dick.
He's a dick.
What a dick.
I just am always fascinated by like the reason why I can't cheat is that it's too much. I don't understand, like, trying to keep those lives, like, those stories, a different cell phone, a different credit. Like, it's too
much.
And it's also
work.
And we live in a day and age with Google. You can fucking find out everything about somebody. You could get their police record.
But this girl just said she had to do a deep Facebook, which I don't even know.
A deep cleanse. Sometimes you have to do that.
I don't even know what that would entail.
If somebody's
going to
be fucking you, I would say, like, I would do the deep look.
But
I would want to know everything.
But you would think, because in this age where there's Instagram, there's everything, it would be easy to track. So this guy clearly is great at hiding stuff. So my gut is that probably this girl's probably not the only one. Like, and which is also makes my gut hurt for
because
I think this guy is such a shit pig. Yeah.
People like that ruin it for fucking everyone. I mean, it's not that, I mean, if you have trust with some, I mean, that's
yeah,
great, but
the
then you hear something, just, you hear something like this and you're like, people are psychos. What's wrong? What's wrong with people?
Honey, change your number. Do not call him. That's my advice. Don't call him. And just
And especially
disengage.
If his thing was like, I thought you knew. That sounds so blasé, like he bangs everyone.
Everybody.
Because he, you know, if that's your response, like, oh my God, I'm so, like, busted.
Yeah,
well,
and
we
we're not saying that to be, like, be not mindful of your situation. I sure your heart
give
is
the, he didn't even
you
lie and
him.
Say, like, I'm separated. Like, he was like, thought you knew. I'm like, grow up.
yeah, thought you knew.
Yeah, like, thought you knew. Like, what if?
This is a great, like, it sucks right now because I'm sure your heart really hurts, but you've learned an invaluable, great first lesson, and you'll go into it. You shouldn't go in and not trusting everybody, but you have some more questions to ask. And you know, as everybody gets older, they get more baggage.
Absolutely.
So,
and you can probably guess that you're a pretty good piece to ask, because the fact that he kept you in the regular rotation.
Yeah, don't get you know, stay in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. They warmed up.
Do you, girl.
Yeah.
All
right.
Do you. Don't double puddle. Don't be double puddling.
No.
It's not the time to double puddle.
Single puddle.
Single
okay.
puddles only.
All right. We got a letter, and Ms. Leslie Bev is going to read it for us.
Hi, Malls. Recent fan. Love the pod. Question. I was gifted a fairly expensive present out of the blue from a friend of a friend. She works in the merchandising department of a very large company and frequently gets samples of said expensive items. I once remarked about how cool that was, and a month later, she gave me some expensive shit from her company. I sent her profuse thanks. Here's my question. Is it okay to sell them on eBay? Thanks in advance for the super realness and wisdom, Kathy.
Excellent reading. Thank you. An excellent question.
Good one.
That is a great question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sell it. Sell it.
It just make a username that's unidentifiable. I mean, I don't know if this
she's
is the type of girl that's like gonna be like, oh hey, why don't you carry that blue bag that you gave me?
Like, how is she saying it's a friend of a friend? Like, how frequently do you see this person?
Oh, yeah.
Is there something that's like, whatever the gift may be, if it was like I'm using the sunglasses now, but if it was like $500 sunglasses,
right?
And you meet them out, and it's sun's fucking shining, and you've got on something different.
That's a hard one, right?
You know,
it's a friend of a friend.
That's what she said, right? Friend
Maybe.
Of a friend.
It's trickier. It's not like.
Yeah, I don't know. Sell it.
Here's
just
the thing. I'll broker you.
Yeah.
I'll broker you. Like, if you.
Is it worth ruining the.
Yeah.
If
you got to pay groceries and your card's getting declined at the thing, you know.
Sell it.
Yeah. Just.
And I also think that this girl would probably not ask, where's the bag I gave you?
Yeah.
Right.
But also, I don't think that this girl that wrote the letter, I don't believe that she's broke, because there's her choice of words, like,
covetous.
It's not exactly my taste. Like, who, if you're poor,
if you're broke, you're like, fuck yeah, yes,
right on.
Oh,
and
you're
not even asking, you wouldn't even ask the question. You're like, of course it's going on eBay. Fuck.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But
if you don't need the money and you think that there's a chance that it could ruin the friendship, it's not worth it. That's a dick move.
But if you need the money.
Yeah.
And or you don't see this girl very much and like never, and this is never going to thing. It never. I fucking hate clutter. I hate extra shit in my house. Sell it.
And I hate getting things
you're
that
gonna
I
make,
don't want.
I know.
And then I'm like.
You're going to make some girl's dream on eBay come true at a discounted price.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I always feel like. It's like paying it forward on eBay.
By the way, if you live in LA and you ever sell your clothes to Crossroads or Buffalo Exchange, there's Buffalo Exchange everywhere, take the same item to both stores always, because what they pay is like crazy different.
What do you like more?
It always depends on the piece.
Oh, so it's like, not like one store always pays
more money. No, like sometimes Buffalo Exchange will look at something and they'll recognize that it's like a high quality thing from like, and then someone at Crossroads, maybe you'll get a salesperson that day who doesn't have a good eye, like, or doesn't like understand, like doesn't, maybe they're not working.
It's very subjective.
Yeah. It's all about, it's all about the item, it's time of year, et cetera. Next question.
Hey guys, it's Autumn from the Cleveland. My question is kind of health related. I'm turning 30 this year, and amidst all of the lofty goals I set for myself, I'm trying to get fit and get on that fitness tip. But I'm on the struggle bus pretty hard some days with my energy level, and I'm not a big energy drink person. The occasional sugar-free Red Bull, like black coffee in the morning, and lots of water. But I'm wondering if there's something you can recommend for that. Some of these older ladies that I know are recommending warm water with lemon every single day, but that just kind of sounds gross to me. I don't like tepid water. You guys are great. Okay, love you. Bye.
Hey, girl. It's so good to hear from you. I was just saying that you're like a very fun, bubbly, vivacious person. Leslie's saying that you're her new favorite person ever.
I like struggle bus. By the way, the ladies who told you warm water and lemon, that's what makes you poop. It doesn't give you energy. Yeah, that's what, I don't know. I mean, pooping can sometimes be an issue for people with blonde hair. That's not Jenny Johnson.
Well, no.
No, that's not true.
Myself
no,
that's right. I'm happy when I poop.
Yeah,
you know?
I love to poop, but that's what that does. That doesn't give you energy, unless they're saying that if you poop, you then have energy. But
I'm going to tell you my secret. Yerba mate, girl.
Do you drink it with the straw?
No, I just drink it with a tea bag.
But do you know what I'm talking about? Like, I know that comes with that fancy silver straw.
I don't
thing.
Order it out. I always just make it at home. But I started doing it. There's a girl named Allie Ward who did a storytelling show, and she said that all of it was like about how her friends kind of had an intervention with her because they thought she had a drug problem because she had lost a lot of weight, was super energetic. And was like basically just like shaking all the time. And they were like, we know you have a problem. Like, it's okay. What is it? Is it Coke? Is it Adderall? Like, what's going on? And she was like, it's this tea. I'm just drinking this completely legal tea. And, you know, so I've always – I tried it after I heard that story because I was like, I want an intervention.
I want
it
– by the way, me too. What kind of tea? I want this. Yeah. What do you do to sed your yerba mate? Do you just put honey in it? Do you put milk? Do you just drink it straight?
I just drink it straight. I mean, it's not the best tasting tea. It's really – it tastes okay, but it does the job. It's a good coffee replacement. It's crazy. Like, I don't –
I'm going to go get some yerba mate.
I want to try that. So I don't drink coffee because I don't like the way it tastes. So, like, I'm always looking for something else to – and I don't like Red Bull.
No, it's –
and I feel like yerba mate is actually good for you. Like, I feel like it's under, like – green tea that somebody's going to say it anti-cancer or something like that.
I'm
like
sure there's health benefits.
There is. As well as waking you up. I think a Red Bull, I've never had one, but I've smelled one. And I don't understand why people drink these. I'm like, you are literally drinking poison. You cannot put that in your body.
Yeah.
Or those 5-hour energy drinks.
No, those are terrible for
They're
you.
They're really bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically like AIDS in a bottle. You guys, this is the end of episode 34.
That's
you guys
it?
Were the best. I know that's it. But we've been talking for a long ass time. It hasn't felt like it because you guys are so fun to talk to. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
I love your listeners are so like, they're like Oprah.
Who discovered you, by the way? Yes. So jealous.
But it's so cute. Like they really feel like. You're what's the lady? Who's the lady you write in the
Dear
paper?
Abby.
Dear Abby.
Dear Malls.
Dear Malls.
Thank you
you're
so much.
You're a modern day Abby.
Keep calling in.
You guys gave great advice. And you have a new show out right now, Salem Rogers on Amazon.
It's not on Amazon. It didn't get picked.
Girl.
I know. I'm so sad.
What's next for you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've got to get another job.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Maybe you can come co-host the pod. We don't pay, but you can be the Robin to my Howard.
I will do that. Yeah. By the way, also in Howard Stern's movie, too. My first movie I ever got.
Oh, really? What was your part in that? That's one of my faves.
So you know when the woman...
Like, how bullshit is that? Like, oh, my favorites. Like,
Do you know when the woman's, like, downing that kielbasa sausage?
Uh-huh.
I'm not her, but I am the tour guide that brings in the tour that...
Oh, when everybody says
it. Oh, fuck yeah, girl.
But that thing is... That woman, was the woman in the movie, is the actual woman who did it back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, she came back, and I remember I was so nervous, and I was so nervous, like, Howard Stern's going to ask me something, I'm going to get scared. And I was a kid. He was so nice. They had lobster at lunch, which was incredible. For if you're on a movie set, they don't have lobster at lunch. And the woman was like, yeah, I did this originally. And I was like, how does one acquire that skill?
How do you learn that you can do that?
She said, it's like sword swallowing is what she said. And I said, again, how does one, like, where do you start?
Right.
I think I understand the mechanics of it. I just don't know if I can do it. Like, I feel like I understand the part of your throat that you're.
Yeah, I would get scared and teary-eyed.
Yeah, you for sure. Did you see? It's ginormous.
Yeah,
but she was leaving. She's like, I gotta go. We gotta wrap me up. I gotta get on a plane to Vegas for. She's going to Vegas to do that.
I fucking love a working woman with a hustle like that. That's great.
We gotta wrap this thing up. I got more sausage.
I loved her. That woman was amazing, and I loved her hustle. And Howard Stern was fucking awesome.
I love hearing that. And Jenny, you have a book that you're writing. Immature Adults is the name.
That'll be out in January. I'm about to write the MTV Movie Awards.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, exciting.
Amy Schumer. That's going to be fun. And then I've been doing a little stand-up around town.
Really?
And
I'm going to come see your stand-up.
I want to come see your stand-up, too.
I think about you on stage. I think that's why I'm scared to come see you.
I never tell anybody because it's, like, all new material. I'm like, until I get, I feel like, a tight, like, nice set, then... I'm not going to be like...
You're a tight, nice set.
Your mom is.
That's so rad that you're doing that. I'm so... Well, you guys, and you can follow you both on social media. Ms. Leslie Bibb, MS.
MS.
You're very modern. And then Jenny Johnson AIDS, a.k.a. Jenny Johnson High Five. I'm so mad at Jordan because I remember desperately...
You thought I flew in to go to Brass Monkey.
First of all, that's the best. She's like, no, I was working for CNN.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mollis, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Of course. I am so happy that you guys are here. It's I would love for you guys to come back as a duo.
Anytime. As a duo. You guys rock that drunk history.
We totally did.
I mean, I tweeted you. I don't tweet people like that. I was like, here's the fucking, you were amazing.
I was so proud of that episode.
Died when you, yeah.
You guys
it was so funny. I mean, like with Jen, I loved it.
It was great company.
Did you see the Rolling Stone?
I did see that. We were the number 11 greatest episode of television of the year.
That's so exciting. 2014,
the 20th, 20 great moments. And we're like... Getting drunk and making history. You know?
Loving it. Call my agent. Okay, you guys can send us your updates or your questions, 323-450-7408. Email us at askpleaseadvise@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, please_advise. We're on soundcloud.com/pleaseadvise. Rate us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Leave your notes. Don't give us 5 stars. Give me 4 stars. I like a 4-star moment.
Just don't go 1 star.
No, just don't. No,
don't
like
be a
two
dick.
People did that, and they were like, "Hate your voice, hope you die."
And
which is
that's
fine.
No, it's not fine. Shut your mouth. Don't comment.
Yeah.
I want you to go to reply to all my Twitter followers.
I mean, I
read
just
them
like
it's so awful. It's like, kill yourself today.
I just like this thing is making this is the that's the thing about social media that makes me cuckoo. It's like it's wonderful in a sense, and then for people who are gross. Who are like sitting in their house and like, I'm just gonna hate on everybody and I'm gonna say mean shit. It's like,
yeah.
Ugh.
It's been good to me, but then it's super frustrating where I just have to go, like, look, it's a weird person, let it go. Because if I get 100 nice replies and out of that 100, you know, like,
and think about what I told you at the beginning of this is that I used to go into message boards and haunt people for no fucking reason. So there's probably what you're dealing with is probably a lot of me types at home and
judging the shit out of you right
now. No, but not even really judging you, just being like typing out whatever. So Jess, whenever someone writes you a mean comment, think of me. I think this is a good place to end the show.
That makes
right?
it much nicer. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just going to think of you.
Oh, yeah. She's harmless.
Yeah. Instead of some douchey guy with a gun.
You guys, thanks so much for listening. We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.